okay.
I'm good with that.
I'm all right with that. Radio Valencia, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10. John Hell here with Asterisk, hanging out in the studio.
Woo!
Daniel Haver. That was good. Woo.
Was it?
That was all right. Try it again.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
His name's Gina Shack.
My name's Jeremy.
All right, that was the Delinquents right here on this 7-inch from 1973. Do you have a job for a girl like me? Was that a Farfisa going on?
Yeah.
Sound like a Farfisa.
Yep.
Texas, I love that.
Texas new wave band.
Yeah.
They have a full-length LP called Alien Beach Party.
Okay.
Which is actually, I think, the A side of this record.
And then from 1963, Bunker Hill featuring Link Wray on guitar, The Girl Can't Dance.
On Mala, Styrene.
Get in there.
Ooh, I'm far.
There you go. What'd you say? What's the label?
It's on Mala.
Mala.
Styrene.
Okay.
It's Fragile. It's my baby.
Oh, nice.
It's the baby of my collection.
We got a real good loud one in there, too. Alan Page, she's the one that's got it. No, actually, no, that was the Bunker Hill. It was really loud. Oh, man, that was crazy. Actually, now that you're right. That was like a preacher.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
The Bunker, the Girl Can't Dance. That's with a young Link Wray.
Yep.
They're on guitar. Before that, Alan Page from 1958. She's the one that's got it.
On Moon Records, Cordell Jackson's rival label to Sun.
Wah, wah.
You know.
Started out with the Cramps off of A Date with Elvis. Corn Fed Dames, ladies and gentlemen. John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights. Feeling it right here with Daniel and Katrina hanging out, playing music.
Say hi, Katrina.
Say hi.
Hi, Katrina.
Oh,
yay.
Yes. She has a good voice for radio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You could do it. Could you host a show? Do you think you could do something?
I don't think
Katrina's Jukebox or something?
I don't think so.
No, you're like, no.
That'd be too unorganized for her.
Where do I put that needle?
Where's the schedule? What's the schedule? I need to know what I'm playing.
Oh, really? Would you have to plan? You couldn't just have a box of records and start playing them?
I could probably do a box.
She would have a clock.
I could probably do it.
She would have a clock going by the second.
Really?
Just have it, a sheet printed out, and it's like at 4:38.
I would build a spreadsheet.
4:38:24. This record goes on.
Okay.
And at,
I've had a lot of DJs over the years that do that. I used to sit with this guy before he was general manager of KFJC, who will go nameless. But he used to sit there. I'd watch him at like the station meetings, and he'd be writing out every song and all the timing of it, looking at like cringe. Like, what are you? Like, why? What are you doing? But, you know, whatever. He's an artist, sure, whatever. I come from the school that I bring a lot of music with me, just a lot. Mostly of what I've been listening to for the past week. That just is in my brain. And then I bring music that I think will complement that. And then I just play a song, and I go, what feels right next? What should go after this one? As we kind of did in that set. Sure, you want to do another, like, rockabilly thing? Let's do that. I'm like, yes, that's the mood tonight. There we are.
I think you have your new rock fight partner.
Oh, well, that could happen.
It could
happen. It's a live bootleg thing. So Katrina and I are both friends of the dearly departed Rotten Ronnie Donovan. And people call him Ron Don, but he's Rotten Ronnie to me. And we used to do rock fight twice a year. It was a six-hour live bootleg battle because Ron and I collect bootlegs. And he would always show up late. And then, proceed eventually to get drunk and pass out. But while he was awake and going, he did some mighty fine sets, I have to say.
We called him fucking Ron Donovan.
Fucking Ron Donovan.
FFRD.
Like that, too.
Yeah,
right?
Fucking Ron Donovan.
Ron Donovan.
Yeah.
The look and everything.
Yeah,
guys,
it was the head shake, the whole thing.
Ron. Yeah, everybody who knew Ron, that was how he is. But we loved Ron.
So much.
Loved Ron. We miss Ron. But actually, John Carr really is my next rock fight partner because John also has a very large live bootleg collection.
Oh.
And most of it's the own stuff that he records.
Yeah. He has an iPod that he carries around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We've shared. We have terabytes that were like, okay, I don't have that one. You take that one. I need this one. You take
that
one.
He's going to bring his iPod in, taped up.
Yeah, taped up. Hey, my fifth generation iPod still works just fine.
Yeah, he was the other day. He was like, you want to play some music? Not the other day. This was weeks ago when we were working upstairs at the On Broadway. He was like, you want to play some music? Just put something on while we're like painting or whatever. And I just looked at it and I was like, I haven't used this in like 15 years since I was like 7 years old.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
What is this? I forgot how to use it. That's how,
With the dial, right?
Yeah.
The old,
it's not like it's before my time. It's just I haven't seen it in so long. It's
I remember clearly when I bought mine. It was like 2008, and I had just gotten back from Baltimore. Actually, I was really excited because I'm like, I'm going to go buy that fifth generation iPod that's like 64 gigs. I'm so excited to get it. I remember I got it. I'm like, it's the greatest thing ever. Like, I was so excited about it. And then my daughter, who I think she was probably 10, so this is like 2014 or something like that, and I got her an iPod, not the Nano, but the next size up, and I just loaded it with music. I just loaded that thing. And I gave her every Beatles album, which was a mistake. Because I just gave it, I should have done one at a time, starting with the first album, and said, you have to sit with that for like a month or two, and then I'll give you the second album. And so she had, you know, she got it all. Talk about a Nepo baby for music. But to this day, she is like, I still have that iPod. Do you use it? No. Like, well, at least you haven't. I don't know where this started. Ron Donovan and, John Carr. So he's going to be my next Rock Fight partner. But we can do the 7-inch battles. That's easy. Okay. I have tons of 7-inches as well.
We'll plan it.
All right.
I'll flyer for it.
Would you?
I would.
All right. We could do that, too. I'll do that.
I almost said, we'll wheat paste. We'll do it.
We'll wheat paste for 7 inches?
We'll wheat paste this battle.
Yeah.
Put all the flyers up.
So, can we wheat... Let's do some Radio Valencia wheat pasting around town and see how much trouble we get into. Because Pirate Cat didn't when we did it for them. You guys did some, didn't you? For the map?
Maybe.
No.
I mean, not people you know. Whatever. Like, the cops don't listen to my show. Whatever. Dude. People you know did something. Know. People you know. People who know people who you know.
Yeah,
they did something.
People trying to take credit.
Yeah. You know. What's up with that shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Some weird obsessed people.
Don't worry.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, like, can we play music? People don't want to listen to this.
Hi, Mom.
All right.
One more time.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. I'm making stuff up about your son tonight, by the way. We're gonna play. How about some Mamas? Great Peninsula band. It's all true. Your mom's like, I already know my son.
And hi, Amanda.
That's right. Never Been Caught off of Telstar Records. Well, am I getting you in trouble?
Huh?
What?
No. I just love my mom.
Oh, she's
and my sister.
Oh.
And sometimes my dad.
Oh. That's so sweet.
Your dad gives you rides.
My dad does give me rides. You, my dad's actually a help at the MAB, too.
You better.
He should.
That,
he should have a title.
He's a race car driver.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about that in the next break. Let's get some music in from the Mummies off of Never Been Caught on Telstar Records and Tapes.
How much I can say.
Your ass is next in line. Radio Valencia.
Yeah. just to be with you. Know you're always going round in your little clique. You ain't got time for me.
Search on Omaha, Nebraska records. There okay. are a handful of good ones.
Wait, so that's the label?
Pacific
Omaha.
Avenue?
Pacific Avenue, but out of Omaha.
Out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Right on.
The Hands of Time. Good luck. Good luck finding that
okay,
one.
You got it. For that, I took some music from Sun Ra off of the Batman and Robin LP. Batman and Robin Over the Rooftop. Started off the set there with some Mummies from their Never Been Caught record. Your ass is next to mine.
Your ass is next in line.
That's right. Here on Radio Valencia, John Hell. What are you calling yourself? I'll let you. Go. And go. First thing you think of, go. No, faster, go.
Vile Cheapness.
There it is, Vile Cheapness. Oh, that's good.
That's my Venmo.
Vile Cheapness?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, go ahead and Venmo him something. That's right here.